By the incumbent's own assessment, Don Marie Sass says it's a race that doesn't get much attention compared to other contests at the top of the ballot. In fact, the office tends to get most noticed when there are periodic efforts to eliminate it. Democratic challenger Dan Boerot says changing the Constitution to do that would be a mistake.
I strongly believe that democracy is not well served by stifling a duly elected voice of the people.
Boerot thinks the treasurer should do more, talk about public issues like how to deal with the state's budget shortfall.
For example, eliminating executive assistants in each of the state agencies. These are normally patronage positions that go to young political operatives. They cost a fortune. They hyper-politicize most state agencies.
Advising the state legislature on budget matters is not something currently done by the state treasurer. The three main duties are to manage the local government investment pool, oversee the Wisconsin College Savings Program, and give back unclaimed property. Sass takes credit for returning nearly $25 million in property during her first year in office, things such as forgotten paychecks, safe deposit boxes, and life insurance policies.
Well, the office is there to protect the interests of the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. We have $350 million that belongs to Wisconsin residents. We answer to the people, and I protect their money.
In addition to the two Democrats, there are three Republicans running for state treasurer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.